Hello, is there anyone there? Well, I'll just have to phone back again. Campaign against climate change. Let me try and phone again.
Hello.
Hello.
I don't have the time to discuss it. I'm sorry. If you could please just...
I've just asked one simple question, that's all. If you give me an answer to one simple question, then I will leave you alone forever, I promise. And it's just clogging up your phone line. And no one else can phone you while I'm on the phone to you. And you know that. You know who I am now, I've told you that. But why aren't you prepared to talk about your work? I mean, if I was George Monbiot phoning up, then you'd be all like that. You'd love him to talk to you about it. If George Monbiot said to you, why are you doing this symbolic action all the time? How do you know that it's having any effect? How do you know that anything you do is going to lead to a reduction in carbon dioxide, or reduction in damage, or reduction in resource consumption? Then you would have the time to answer. But because I'm not a big name, then you don't want to talk. I'm not Zach Goldsmith. Now, Zach Goldsmith is a conservative through and through. Zach Goldsmith is speaking on your behalf, which I think is really bizarre for an organisation that at one time thought themselves as radical. At one time, you're actually prepared to risk breaking the law, but now you just get the permission of all of these different authorities and say, can we have a big march? And they say, yes, you're going to march in this particular way, and you're going to march in this particular route, and when you get to Grosvenor Square or wherever you're going to end up, then you're allowed a certain volume, and if you go above that, then we'll get the environmental health in and we'll tow you away. And you go, yes sir, yes sir, yes sir, of course we'll do that, and we promise we'll control any people who dare to do anything like vandalism on the way, or any kind of subversion, or any kind of sabotage. But you won't even talk to me. It's fascinating. It's absolutely fascinating. I mean, if I could write a book about this kind of stuff. Well, I have actually written a book about this kind of stuff. But I don't think any of you are going to read it, because it's actually got some things in it that you'll find quite, well, eye-opening and too close to the truth. You're not going to change anything by working within the system, doing what the system tells you you're allowed to do. The system controls you, controls what you're allowed to do, therefore you have no choice but to work outside the system. The system says it's okay to do marches, then clearly marches aren't effective because the system feels comfortable with it. If the system says you're not allowed to do a march in Parliament Square, which is what it did, that's because the politicians felt threatened by that. That's why this came in under terrorism legislation, when in fact it was simply because there was a risk that it might actually change the minds of certain politicians. You have to go outside the law. You have to do something that is actually going to make a tangible difference. And you can put your finger on what it does. Because at the moment, people go on marching and they go away and think, everything's going to be great. I've done a march. When in fact, they've done nothing. They've had a walk. They've had a shout. And absolutely nothing has changed. Nothing changes as a result of marches unless someone actually feels threatened. If they give you permission to march, then it means they don't feel threatened by it. And this pathological denial of responsibility. I'm not saying you have to fix things, but you must never say that you have the ability to fix things and what you're doing will make things better when you know that it's not. Well, I'm still on the phone. No one can still call you. Hey, George Monbiot is trying to get through. Oh no, he can't. The line's clogged up. I just want one answer to one question, which is why you persist carrying on doing these symbolic actions when you know they don't actually make a difference. Hey, maybe I'm on mute. Maybe you can't hear me. Maybe I should tell a joke. Let's make one up. How many protesters does it take to make a difference? As many as you like, because it's not going to. Think of another one. What's the difference between a marcher and someone watching the TV? Absolutely nothing. The marcher's probably a bit fitter, that's all. That wasn't very funny. It's true, though. He's cut me off. That's the campaign against climate change. Conducting some very useful dialogue. Oh well, that'll go up on the website.